out of the many experiences that have taken place since you started this touring tribute, Satisfaction, what would you say would be one of your favorites? You've been featured in Rolling Stone, Showbiz Magazine, CBS Sunday Morning, Las Vegas Today, everywhere. You're doing it all. Do you have any special moments? And I'm sure there are countless, but maybe one that stands out.
Well, I tell you, probably two that come to mind, and one just happened, and one was a while back. So I'll tell you about the one that happened a while back. Was we played in Las Vegas 2008, I believe it was, or 2009. Mm-hmm. We did a New Year's Eve down on Fremont Street down there, and nothing quite like playing down there, downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, and there was like 20 to 25,000 people down there, a total hysteria. And if you've ever been down to Fremont Street, they have this big overhanging, like a video thing that goes over the street. It's incredible. And when you're performing, they'll shoot your video of you. A 50-foot-sized giant of you is on a screen up over your head, and it's just a panoramic-type, unbelievable thing. And that was just kind of surreal to me. And that was a moment where, like, in front of all these people, 20,000 people out here, and seeing yourself on this thing, and just the volume of it, and just the excitement of New Year's Eve, that was a really special night. And, of course, something that comes to mind just for me, this past weekend, it was Armed Forces Day, and we performed at Fort Knox, Kentucky, for a Hooray for Heroes event. You know, I tell you, performing for the Armed Forces, for the military, they brought out these World War II veterans on the stage before our performance, and they did a ceremony, and then we got to get up there and perform. And I tell you, I was just in awe of standing next to these five or six World War II veterans that were all in their mid to late 90s and was dressed in their uniforms. It was just a touching moment. I mean, and just performing for the troops is touching anyway. So that was really special. And those type of things, you know, really stick out in what I remember, because I'm a very patriotic guy. And that was a special moment. Just happened, and I can't say enough about performing for the military. And of course, we're coming up on Memorial Day here. So, but you know,
right.
Along the way, there's a lot of big gigs. Not that this was the biggest gig this past Saturday, 1,500 people or something. A big gig, but
yeah,
just the nature of it and being in the presence of these veterans and people who have served your country. That's pretty honorable. So those little things like that are always special.
Chris, I want to tell you something, too. This was some time ago. I interviewed Bob Hope. I asked him that same question, and do you know that he said going overseas to spend time with the troops was and always would be one of the highlights for him? And so when when you're telling me this story, I'm like, I have heard a similar story before. This is pretty neat, because it is that important. It's like we have this freedom to pursue our dreams and to live out our dreams, and you're doing it. Thank you for telling me that. That is a perfectly, perfectly beautiful, beautiful story.
Well, we always like to say we're always very conscientious of the military, and when we play on, you know, any kind of holiday like that, Memorial Day or Armed Forces Day or whatever, we always say to ourselves, and we get to do what we get to do because they did what they did. You know, we don't get this chance. Freedom's not free.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to drive around the country and fly around the country and do these shows if someone hadn't put their life on the line for us to be able to do it. So we never forget that.
That's right. That's right. Chris, thank you so much for joining me. I've enjoyed our time together. It's been a great time for me to get to know you, and I look forward to seeing the show. And congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations to you and your group on your success, and continued success to you. So,
well, we look forward to coming to Calumet. We were up there many, many years ago, so it's been a while. We just want to find out if the snow melted yet.
Well, it did melt. In fact, bring your swimsuit, because I actually got in the lake the other day. It was a dunk. It was not a swim. The water's pretty frosty, but I think you can do it.
Yeah.
You sound like somebody who can do anything. So...
Well, we're looking forward to that good, clean Michigan air. We love it up
there.
So we look forward to seeing everybody in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. We've been speaking with Chris, looking forward to Satisfaction, a touring tribute to the world's greatest rock and roll band at the Calumet Theater, 7:30, June 6th. Get your tickets today. This is 97.7 The Wolf.